Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Toya Bird, you know how we open the show with that jam, keep them cars moving music, because we love down south, and I just want to thank you guys for being on this evening. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to join us, and tonight is a really awesome show, like all of our shows, and I'm really happy to be joined with our special guest who stopped, you know, what he was doing to be available. You know, I really appreciate that because I heard it's some type of anniversary going on and some lobster and strawberries and stuff. So he is making time to be on the show. And the reason why tonight's show is called Poetry and the Power is because Down South has a nice circuit, poetry circuit. And I just wanted to highlight the producer of the one that I frequent, which is Verse Fridays, Down South. And the reason why I wanted to highlight him, because I was like, you know what, this brother puts in a lot of work, a lot of dedication and commitment in presenting our community, our Down South nightlife with something to do. And that's very important because one of the complaints of many of Down South residents is that there's nothing to do. And so David King has put something together and produces an awesome, awesome show with this poetry thing. And it just so happens to be conveniently located at the Mystic Bar. So it's a lot of kava, hookah, whatever else you want to bring to the table. So I'm happy to have with us this evening none other than Mr. David King in the building. What's up?
What's going on? Hi. Thank you.
That's from our live audience, by the way.
Well, that's what it is. Okay.
Welcome to the stage, brother. We have a lovely show lined up, and it's all about you. So if you can tell the people right off the bat, who is David King Kane, and what the hell does poetry have to do with you?
It's funny. David King Kane was birthed through poetry, you know what I mean? A rebirth, so to speak. What do I have to do with poetry? I mean, I don't know. Poetry got a lot to do with me, you know. I don't even know if that's answering any questions or not, but that's just what it is. Poetry has a lot to do with me. I got a lot to do with poetry. I guess that relationship started out of high school, and shit, I've been going with it ever since, you know. As far as the community is concerned, I've always been a part of the community. Poetry has always been my flag, so to speak. You know, I've dealt with juvenile justice programs, a lot of the high schools, a lot of the colleges, and it's been, I'd say, about 13 years now, and we're still going strong. I'm still trying to, you know, keep these kids off the street. It's so funny, like, I didn't even realize it until somebody said it to me. Speaking of which, shout out to Mona Lisa Weber, probation station.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, she came out Verse Friday one night, and she was like, "Yo, you're keeping these kids off the street." I didn't even realize it, you know, like that until she said something. So I mean, I'm proud of it, you know, and I'm glad that it's going in the direction that it's going in. And it's only going to get better. You know what I mean? It's really only going to get better. I mean, I can't even, it ain't just me. You know, if it wasn't for everybody coming out and, you know, Mystic Joint being as as great as they are, you know. So it's really a team effort. I really got to shout out everybody that's been holding Verse Fridays and me down. Shout out to Purple Kisses. You know, happy anniversary.
Okay, so listen. Hold up. Rewind. Dread. So he said the Purple Kisses, okay? So for those of you that don't know, the lovely Chardonnay and David, our couple, they're one of our Down South power couples, if you hadn't noticed. And
sure.
I believe today happens to be their anniversary. And when I say I see support in this family effort and the team and in the love that's between everybody that's pulling things together, I have to give it up for the diva behind, you know, whatever else she could be behind, because she's going to support it. She's going to help lift it up. She's going to craft it and sculpt it with purple sprinkles on it, okay? And I just want to say hello, Chardonnay. How are you, boo? Where you at? I know you somewhere.
Oh, Lord. Hey, y'all. Y'all caught me
hey,
off
guard. Listen, I'm sorry. You know, I'm crazy. I just wanted to give you some love and a shout out to you. And thank you for being a part of the vision that's going on down south. With poetry, with the Doso nightlife, and doing something, you know, relevant down south. So, you know, I'm really happy to see a team effort from the Black Love point of view. You know, there's nothing like it. So I want to say thank you, and please, please be, you know, close by, because we may need you to chime into the. To this conversation.
I'm always close by. I'm just invisible. But I'm always close by.
Okay, with the sprinkles and the sparkle, I love your energy. And and that's what I want you and David to talk about now. If you guys can paint a picture of what Verse Friday is like, if you had to describe it to someone who was longing to get out, someone who liked poetry, someone who, you know, is into getting out of the house down south, what would they be in for if they came to Verse Friday?
Well, when you walk into Mystic Joint, period, like, it's the feeling is indescribable. You just overcome with, like, this overwhelming chill vibe, and the people have a lot to do with that. You know, shout out to Nick Keenan Bauer, the GM, Scott Acker. He is
the
owner. Yes, he is the owner.
Cool people.
Yeah. The vibe is nice. The inside is really nice, really clean, really bright, colorful. The drinks are amazing, and they're surprisingly good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
with Verse Fridays, you walk in, you hear the music, and you automatically just get in like this zen. And when you see the different artists that come on stage, each artist gives you like a different feeling, you know. And we're all family. All the artists that come through and show love, whether you're new or, you know, you've been rocking with us since day one. Like, we're all just like a big happy family. So it's real cool. But I urge everybody to come check it out at least once.
at least twice, because it's so diverse. I think that Chardonnay gave you guys, you know, the PG version. But the PG-13 version, I'm going to be nice, though. It's just a PG-13. You got flamethrowers. You got actual artists on stage while people are doing, you know, their poetry pieces. You got people painting, you know, nice yonis and just it could get interesting in there. It's a very diverse crowd, and I like that Chardonnay pointed out that there are diverse artists, and I like to see the fact that these artists are from down south, and they're coming from out of like the woodworks, coming from behind bushes, you know, and getting on stage and doing something phenomenal. And I even seen a couple of the artists at the Opa-locka art thing that was happening this weekend. I'm sorry, I don't know the exact name of the event. But, you know, I was like, whoa, I seen him perform at Mystic. And then I see, you know, some of our headliners and some of our friends like Mona Lisa Weber, and, you know, and a couple other, you know, in the poet, you know, community coming down from Broward, coming down from North Miami, all the way down south, you know, to support the arts and to support you, David, because I really think they come because you're providing this venue and you're welcoming them with open arms, you know, to our stage. And that alone is like really, really dope. Like, you make me think of that moment when Outkast was on stage. I think it was like 95 when Outkast won the top artist or something like that. And it was the beefing going on between East Coast and West Coast. And then, you know, Outkast got on stage and Andre was like, listen to it like this, though. You know, the South got something to say. And I feel that Verse Friday is the epitome of that statement. Considering that we're all the way down south and the South got something to say. And we're saying so many different things from Pink Fairy, who's this cute little, you know, cotton candy ball poet down south who gets on stage and just pours her heart out.
Shouts out to Day One. I say shouts out to the Day One, Manny. You know what I'm saying? Manny's no longer with us, man. She's in Gainesville, but she's coming back. I think she's going to come back. Shouts out to a lot of the Day Ones like this. Yeah, man, and that's the thing. Like, it was, I don't know. That's the whole reason I really wanted to start this is because I wanted to see, you know, what that next generation was going to bring. You know what I mean? Like, the way poetry did for me, you know what I mean? Like, it really shows you that down south ain't really nothing to sleep on. Like, we got some tremendous talent down here. You know what I mean? We got tremendous talent all through South Florida, and it's a shame that it's not getting the recognition. Still ain't getting the recognition that it really.
You know, but that's our fault. That's our fault. That's why I commend you so much, because you're making us accountable. It's like, man, it ain't nothing to do. Quit all that. Come to Verse Friday. Have no platform. Shut that down. Come to Verse Friday. Put your name on the list. Get on the mic. And when I say David is so diverse, it's from you got the Christian rapper groups down here coming out of Naranja, you know, some Spanish cats. They performed at, I want to say 66 Clips. I believe that's their name. And they performed at the rally that we had on Gould's Park. And I was like, wow, look at this. Look at these youngins doing their thing. So you got the Christian rappers and poets, you know, spoken word poets. And then, you know, you got the genre that hasn't even been created for some of these artists out here that's so unique. And it's truly powerful. And I do think that, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, you'll see people coming up to you and saying, thank you for changing my life. Thank you for, you know, providing this, because what makes Mystic Bar and Verse Friday so unique, for those of you that don't know, it's a kava bar. And so they don't serve alcohol. So the age, there's no age limit.
Yeah,
for those of you that don't know what. Go ahead.
There is no age limit, but we do stress the fact that we don't want you to bring your kids to erotic night or nothing like that.
Disclaimer. Disclaimer in the piece. But I had to mention that because I had to beg my. Yeah, you know, I had to beg one of my one of the young ladies on my team with Good News Schools, and if you don't know what that is, go to goodnewsschools.com. But one of my young youth writers, she's a beast when it comes to music, writing, poetry, and I begged her. I didn't have to beg. I was like, listen, it's a bar, but they don't serve alcohol. It's an open mic. And she was like, sure, she's going to be with you. She can go. And she loved it. And, you know, that experience for a high school student is life-changing. Mm-hmm. Lady K. Yeah. Lady K, official.
Yeah, she was
you
off the chain.
Me? She got it. She's really off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's amazing to see all the high school kids coming out. And it's funny because I had a it's so funny you mentioned the kids, man, because this past Friday was very interesting. We had a couple that rapped together. You know, they married, they rapped together and got 7 kids. They brought like 5. I was like, oh, snap, the squad in here tonight. Okay. You know, I thought the kids was going. One of the kids actually came up and rapped. He's 14 years old, but everybody thought it was an issue because kids are there. And my thing about it is I even censored or uncensored, they gonna see it. Yeah, it's on the parents to really, you know, bring their kids or not bring their kids. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people wouldn't agree with me as far as, you know, oh, you can't have kids come to something like that. You know what I mean? But how are they gonna really learn and see the reality of it? I mean, these same kids could be on the street right now. You feel me? Like, they hear with their parents.
Thank you. Well, maybe you should do something where you let it be known this is a family-friendly night and you're promoting, you know, you could do it every quarter or however it could, you know, it can be, you know, crafted, but something where you promote the family to come out, performance, you know, think about it, the winery. The winery has it. They have it's a family night, but it'd be kids like everywhere on the karaoke night at the winery. So they parents lit and having fun, you know, singing Whitney Houston. But the kids are right there and being a part of that versus, you know, where we've grown in this society to where I don't interact with my kids like that. We only do that at the house. We don't do that, you know, in public, or, you know, we don't even really have a place to go. So it'll be definitely something buzzing. That'd be interesting. I like it.
All right, we could definitely put something together like that. That would be, and see, that's something that me and you have talked about for the longest, you know, doing something that the community is actually going to remember, you know what I mean? And actually, you know, take home with them and all that, because I mean, you could put together all these, you know, and I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying anything against it, but what I'm saying is that we haven't had anything down here that has been like truly memorable. You know what I mean? Like something classic, not just historic, but classic. But I definitely want to get in the works with anybody who want to do something like that. You know?
So. Right. Well, you know, like on the poetry scene, I will agree with you. But on other levels, we do have some things that have been, you know, classic and monumental. Like, I love the fact that we started this Goose reunion, the Perrin reunion, the Naranja reunion, Listen, they've been safe. No one has been hurt. There hasn't been any weapons. Listen, it was a success. And, you know, I valued that. Like, that's so cool. And it was something else that we the battle rap that's going on down here. I always get their name wrong. And it's the Dade County Elite Battle Rap League, I think. Shake, please, don't get mad. But I think
Dade County Elite Battle League.
Yes, yes.
Dade County Elite Battle League. Let's get it right. You know, Shay, listen.
Yeah, right there. Dade County Elite Battle Rap League. Boom. There you go. So we do have these new things that are popping up, but it's up to us to keep our arms locked and connected so that we can network and promote and share, you know, when these different events are going on down south. And that's all the way across the board. And one other thing I want to say about Verse Friday is it's a networking spot. And I want to give David a shout-out because he, whenever I'm in the building, he's like, Good News Goose is in the building. You know, while I'm sipping down my pink fairy drink. and so he encourages, you know, those young artists. And it's a young brother. He's going to be performing tomorrow at Ecstasy South. And I can't think of his name right now. But I met him at, you know, the Mystic Joint at Verse Friday. And speaking of the Dade County Elite Battle Rap League, they told me about Verse Friday. So the networking has to be some form of accountability if we're going to, you know, be a support system to ourselves. So thank you so much, David, for all that you're doing. But before we go, I need you to tell them where kids are not invited next week, because next week is a special show. What is next week?
This next week is going to be
upcoming Friday. This upcoming Friday.
Yeah. Erotic Night Volume 6. That's Erotic Night Volume 6, Lights, Lyrics, and Lingerie. It's going to be sponsored by a lingerie line called Play More Couture. You can check it out at playmorecouture.com or on IG, playmorecouture. Check them out for sure. We might be checking them out later. But anyway, yeah, man. So Erotic Night Volume 6. Erotic Night Volume 6 this Friday. Leave the kids at home. You know, get ready to get nasty and all of that, because all your favorite words are going to be said probably about 1,600 times that night and shit. So just come out and have a good time. Just come out and ready to have a good time, man. That's what we're really all about. Hell, that's a rule of the house, is just to have a good time. So get ready to have a good time and come out.
Yes, listen, he's absolutely right.
Let me get him the address real quick. Let me get up an address.
Oh, wait, I got you.
Okay,
I got you on the address. It's 19401 South Dixie Highway, just like that in that pitch, Cutler Bay, Florida, 33157. It's also in the show description. I made sure to put the address because we want you to come out, especially if you're a couple, even if you're single, come out. Exotic Porch Night is just something that is a delicacy. That's why it's not Erotic Poetry Night every Friday. It's, you know, it comes around every once in a while. And you need to come out. You need to come out and support it. The couples, I'm promoting the couples come out and just, you know, listen to some of the wordplay and listen to, you know, these creative expressions. So I really need you to be in the building for Verse Friday this upcoming Friday. That's 6:30. All right. That's going to be June 30th. All right. And what time should people like start spilling into the event?
Doors open at 8. Showtime. Well, the list starts at 9 o'clock. It will be an open mic. We will be featuring one of my boys, Will Sirius. He's definitely going to, you know, get a lady something to remember and all that. And, it's going to be a really good time, man. Like I said, it's going to be a real good time. Don't act like you can't come out in your lingerie, ladies. Don't act like that. You know what I mean? It's going to be lingerie all over the place for y'all to choose from, for y'all to buy that night or anything. Like, wear your best lingerie. Wear a robe if you need to and all that. But, you know, come ready to have a good time. Fellas, you know, lingerie to them is suits and shit to us. And, you know, if you want to come out in a suit, come out and rock a suit. It's going down that night. That night is going to be fun. I guarantee it.
Listen, and like I said, him and our Chardonnay were being a little bit modest, but, you know, they invite other vendors that sell, you know, nice treats, and they're specifically themed for the erotic poetry night. So it will be quite interesting and dynamic and many layers to the erotic poetry night next Friday. So be in the building, and we need you to be at Verse Friday every Friday, especially if you're down south. There's no excuse, people. If you got talent or you want something to do, this needs to be on your agenda. And David, can you let them know how they can get in contact with you, and anything else you want to tap into before we close it on out?
You can hit me up on IG, Kane is able 420. That's Kane is able 420. Or on Facebook, David King Kane. And it's free for everybody. I don't even know if that was said, but that's something else there, man. Ain't no cover.
That's huge. That means it's no excuse.
No excuse,
people.
And you know what? I just want to touch on that real quick, because it's a lot of people that say it's nothing to do down south. It's a couple of things that's going on that I didn't even know about until recently, you know what I mean? And we got to stop that, man. Like, stop saying ain't nothing to do. Find something to do. You ain't looked yet. You know, remember how mama used to be like? Because I know, and I'm speaking from experience. You know how mama used to be like, look for the thing. It's over on the thing. And when you get it, bring it here. Mama, I can't find it. You ain't look right. And she go find it, and she, like, first go around. And I got thick ass glasses, so ain't no excuse no more, man. I'm done. I'm handicapped myself, kinda, a little bit,
hey.
Not really. Anyway, but for real, man, come down south. There's a lot to do down here. We got Mystic Joint on Friday night. We got Tea and Poets on Wednesday nights. You know they do that thing over at Sunset Place. I think Artistic Vibes does something like every last Thursday or something like that. But it's a lot to do down here. We got karaoke. I mean, it's a lot to do down south. Stop with the excuses.
Right, that's right. And it's a couple of things brewing, but I won't say nothing. But just like Andre said, the South got something to say. And it's a beautiful, it has a beautiful melody, a beautiful tone. And the words mean the world. So I need you to come down south and support our local poets and the poets that come from far and wide, just to be down south and support David and his awesome production of Verse Friday. Okay, this is my opportunity. He gave me an opportunity to do my business fellatio joint for one of their erotic poetry nights, but that's a whole nother show. We'll talk about that later. And just know that the South do have something to say, and they're standing up and saying it. They're standing up at the open mics, you know, and they're standing up, you know, on their YouTube or their Facebook channels, and they're doing the thing. So I'm looking to network and make connections at Burst Fridays with those of down South who are doing something. So come out and network the least. Network. And so shout out to Miss Matthews, and I should have this queued up. David, you know her radio show?
Yeah, K Radio, awesome.
Yes, Miss Keisha Matthews. Thank you. She showed some love, met her, networked out there, and looking forward to working with more people down south.
For sure.
And so, like I said, there's some things brewing, some things coming up, and I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to the I Love Down South show. Shouts out to everybody showing love. Like I said, I'm on site at a pool party, so I got to go, but I will be at Mystic Joint on Friday. I'm a little scared, I ain't going to lie. I'm scared because it's erotic poetry night, but I'm going to be in the building. So make sure you are as well. Again, the address is 19401 South Dixie Highway, Cutler Bay, Florida, 33157. Check it out in the show description. And check us out Okay, we'll be here at the same time. Next week, we'll give you a little wrap-up about the Erotic Poetry Night with some other things coming up down south. Peace and blessings. David and Chardonnay, thank you so much for being on the call.
For sure, for sure. Real quick, Saturday night, this Saturday night, Alice in Wonderland prom night at Mystic Joint 2, produced by Purple Kisses. We out.
That's right, that's right. Make sure you check out Good News Ghouls. I have to go and share that flyer on the page because, like we said, there's a lot of different things going on down south, and we just want to make sure that you are aware, you are informed, and you're there. So shout out to Purple Kisses and her production, as well as Martin Luther the King. I mean, David King Kane in the building. All right.
Yes,
family, peace and love. Thank you so much.
Respect.
All right. And we out of here. Peace, everyone.
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Jimmy.
Hey. Just wanted to say, I see a caller on the line. Thank you, caller, for calling in. I believe that's our former host. Appreciate that, Mr. Ellis, for tuning in. Ride out with us as we close out the show. Peace and love.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.